Backed by popular demand, another episode of my podcast. By popular demand, I mean the one person that subscribed to my content asked me to make another episode. And here I am making another episode of this popular by subscriber request. The main reason why I wasn't making any of these is because I had an incident where I recorded a 1 hour long episode, which would be my longest one yet, and probably the total time of all my combined episode put together. And I lost that episode. For some reason it didn't save it. Something went wrong and I lost that content. And when you spend time doing something, even if it's not the best thing out there, it's discouraging when you have to start all over again. And which is why I probably have a new level of respect for content producers. They may not have the hardest job in the world, but it definitely can be frustrating when things like that happen. So I guess maybe I could stick with that theme on today's episode, which is the theme of starting over. And for anyone that had to go to a new school, move to a new place, or whatever, you've all had a bit of taste of starting over. For me, it was when I moved to New York. I didn't have much money, but I was here with my parents and my brother, and we were able to figure things out, and now we are in a better place than we were when we first got here. Now it's just me and my parents because my brother has moved out and decided to live on his own. So, very quickly you realize how difficult it is to live here when you have somebody that was helping you out has now left the picture. So, where our expenses would be split four ways, it's now split three ways. And that may not sound, you know, it is difficult because I don't make the most money in the world. Like, I recently got promoted like a week ago, but I still haven't started to get paid my promoted salary. In fact, I don't even know what my promoted salary would be. So it's like I'm promoted, I'm doing the work, but I'm still getting paid the money that I always was getting paid. So not really much of a promotion right now. It's more of a mental promotion, if anything, because it's only me and the boss knows that I'm promoted. Nobody else knows that. Haven't really shared that information with anybody. Nor do I intend to until that becomes official and my bank account reflects that. I'm not all about the money, but, you know, if I'm doing a job and I know I'm putting my best effort into doing this job, and you're now telling me that I'm doing a new list of duties and I'm getting a new position, then I should be paid accordingly for my effort. And that has not been happening right now. And I'm trying to not let it overwhelm me too much and consume too much of my thoughts. But at the same time, it is an essential part of my life at the moment. I really could use that money to make up the difference in income that my brother would have provided. Other things that happened recently, we had a very horrible tenant that was living in our home. They have since left, and the problem is we wanted them to leave, absolutely. However, well, I probably shouldn't be surprised by this, but they did not give a notice that they were leaving, which is strike number one. And they left right in the middle of their contract. So what that means is that we now have months where we are not getting an income because they did not pay for those and they left without the notice. So it's gonna take time to find a new tenant. This process has now started, and a few people have expressed interest. But that process is still going on, and hopefully we can find somebody by the end of this month and start that rental agreement next month, because that will greatly help us as well. And you know, it's not like we're suffering. You know, people listening to this probably like, oh, you can actually have renters. There's people that doesn't even have a place to stay, and fair enough, I'm not complaining saying that we have a horrible situation, but your level of difficulty is reflected based on where you live and your income, and you know, there's a lot of things that reflect the difficulties you face in life. Now, we may not face starvation and stuff like that, but a lot of people do. And it's just because, you know, they were unfortunate to be born in a place where that is a situation. We even have people that are starving here in the U.S., which is insane when you think about it. I think America is like the third richest country in the world, and probably the richest country in other respects if you think about it, because there's things that you have access here in America that you don't have anywhere else in the world. And you know, I'm really surprised that we have people that are starving here. Now, being homeless is another thing, you know. You know, if you're homeless in America, and there are different classes of being homeless. You know, you could be homeless and live on the streets, or you could be homeless and live at a friend's house, or be homeless and you live at a shelter or something. So there's different classification of being homeless, and I feel like that's something that should not exist here as well, you know, starvation and being homeless and so on. You know, these are things that we could easily solve here in America. And then one of the things that bother me as well is that you listen to the news and they say $10 billion or $10 million were spent to do this thing. But the people that pay taxes, and if they need a loan for $1,000, they can't get it. You know, we should have access to the money that we pay taxes for. You know, the president or other, political figures have access to millions of dollars for personal reasons. And it's really disturbing. Then we have people that aimlessly support political figures, and not saying you shouldn't support a political figure, but I mean, you should understand what you're supporting. And if you're supporting somebody that's taking food out of innocent people, is that really somebody that you should be supporting? Somebody spending millions of dollars just to play golf? I mean, you know, we need to be real and talk about certain things like this. Just so one day of golf could, that the president, the money that the president spent to play one day of golf could probably pay all of my expenses. And I'm not being over exaggerating there, because it literally costs millions for him to be able to do that, because they need security, they need all kind of planning, they need to pay people. You know, it's insane. But that goes, the same thing could be said for people that are starving, and then me here talking about trying to find somebody to rent my apartment. So yeah, there are different levels of suffering and poverty and so on. You know, a large percentage of it depends on where you are. Sorry about that. I'm driving, and every day that I drive on this road, I lose hope for humanity. Because you get to see the purest form of human stupidity on the road. Here we have people driving what are 4-wheel, 2-ton killing machines, and they're not paying attention. They stop recklessly. They make risky maneuvers. Zero regard for the people driving next to them. And, you know, we just let these people get licensed. Like, getting your driver's license is one of the easiest things you could do in the world. Yet, it's probably one of the most dangerous things you can do. And I don't understand why it's not stricter or more difficult for you to get your driver's license. I mean, you should be able to pass several examinations before you get the driver's license. One of them should be a mental fitness test to see how capable you are to make decisions that impact the lives of other people. Then you should have a very rigorous practical exercise where you can show that you can operate the vehicle at the highest level possible. Then, with that being said, you should be able to perform basic to mid-level arithmetic and reading, because I'm not saying you need to be a super genius to drive a car, but there should be a few things that you need to learn and demonstrate the ability to learn and replicate before you can go behind the wheels of a killing machine. Anyway, I feel like I've intersected in numerous different topics, so I'm gonna end today's discussion with that, and hopefully I can grow from 1 subscriber to 2 subscriber by the next episode.